Simon Eishain Bob Sif Gimel. In Armor Adam, Armor Adam La Abdo or the Shivchase. Person tells his servant, Leilach Imayul Hidiku Nair. Tells the servant to go with him somewhere, and the servant lit a Nair. So even though we said, when a goy lights a Nair for his own purpose, he still can benefit. The servant needs the light as well. But Ainzel Tzarcha, anyhow, any Yehudi that's not called, he's doing it for his own purposes, because he's doing it for the purposes of the master. So he still cannot benefit from that light. But he can tell a goy to take a lamp which is already lit and to move it. So what he's doing is just tilt on there, which is muksa. So telling a guy to tilt on muksa, that's mutter. So the case over here was the Jew told the non-Jewish servant to go with him somewhere, and the non-Jewish servant lit a light. So the case over here is bedafka that he's asking the goy to go with him, the servant to go with him. But if the Yisrael sends the servant to go do something on the servant's own, so even though the servant is traveling for the Jew, that was he lit a light, a lamp to be able to walk with him to have light. He was doing that. It's not called the Tzarcha of Yisrael. The main reason why the goy is traveling is for the Jew. That was he lit a light, that he shouldn't trip. But he's not. The Yisrael is not getting direct benefit. So then later on, if the Jew, if he wants, can benefit from that lamp, which has been lit by the goy. So if the Jew walks with the goy, and the reason why the goy is lit the lamp is for the goy's own purpose. The goy wants to go somewhere, so that he lit it for himself. So there, we say that there's near lech and near lemeya. He didn't light it for the Jew; he lit it for himself, and that's fine. If the goy is the Jew's servant, and he said, "Let's go somewhere," and the goy lights a lamp, even though the goy is benefiting from it also, he lit the lamp that the Jew should be able to walk. That's also. If the Yisrael told the servant to go somewhere, and the servant lit a lamp to go there, even though he's going because of the shechus of the Yisrael, but the Yisrael didn't tell him to light the lamp. That was his own decision, which he did, which he lit to be able to go safely. So even though it's for the benefit of the Jew, since it's not a direct benefit of the lighting of the lamp, it's not a direct benefit to the Jew, that's not us. So the Talmud says a similar case. The shifcha has the job of cleaning up after the meal. She has to wash the dishes. So she lights a nair in the kitchen to be able to see what she's doing to wash the dishes. So let me go to the Tzarech Yisrael. That's not called that she lit the nair, the Tzarech Yisrael. Well, he's benefiting from the light, which is lit, and therefore the dishes are clean, and therefore now he has clean dishes to use. But that's not a direct benefit. So the tzarcha he madlekas, since his dishes are washed, that's her job, and she was hired and she's paid for that. So it's called she's lighting the nair to light the room to be able to see what she's doing when she washes the dishes. That's called the tzarcha he madlekas. For then the Yisrael can benefit. It's not called a nair which is lit for the Jew, so the Jew can benefit from it afterwards. She lit it for herself. And not only that, but to say if the Jew wants to come into the kitchen and help wash the dishes, it's also mutter. The Prima Gadam gets held at that point should be machmer. They're talking about a case where the shivcha lit in there, and then the Jew comes in to wash the dishes by himself or herself. the Mashiach Hilika Litzarech, it looks like the Shevcha lit it for the Jew. Mashiach is the other meaning the Haker Adaita the Napshaka of the Machanabas at base. But over here, she's washing at the same time, and she needs the light, so she lit the light for herself, and that's not a problem.
So if she would ordinarily extinguish the flame when she went out and the Jew was there, and he asked her to leave it?
Yeah. Unless maybe there's Xerah Darbon, it looks like she lit it because of him. The Mikra, then yeah. Okay. See, even though the Goy, the case where the Mechaber's case was that the Goy, the Jew asked the Goy to go with him somewhere, and the Goy lit a Nair to light the way, even though he's also benefiting from it, Tzichim Loi. Normally we say if the goy needs it, he's lighting for himself. That's not true over here, because over here, the main purpose of the whole halicha is for the Jew. But then the rabbi added, the Jew can tell any Yehudi to take an air which is already lit, because it's considered just tilta muksa. But this element has elements of confusing kula. So we really should not do this unless to somebody who's really familiar or understands the concept of halacha, is why this case is different than other cases. Okay, so you can tell the goy leilach yimoy, who's going with him. He needs to go down to the cellar to get wine. Or lehabilechem chigavna. It's a wax candle, a tallow candle, or it's an oil lamp. But in the case of the oil lamp, he should not go quickly or tell the guy to go quickly. If it's a case where it's going quickly, it causes the oil to slosh around inside the lamp, so the oil is going to go closer to the wick, which is considered ma'avir. The oil is going to go further away from the wick, which is considered mechaber. So you shouldn't do that. Now, so this...
The
case that shouldn't be done is the case where he's giving an oil lamp and he's going quickly.
No,
so the Sharatzian.
No, before that.
Okay, I'm in love this. Sharatzian Lamed Hay. So Mr. Burr says it's mutti in the case of Shemin. After Gardner Kivegar, Bechidusha Mefakuk Ma'id Beshel Shemin. Kivegar is very hesitant about the case of Shemin, the Shemin Mutter. Come welcome, Sisamti Lahokel. It's not considered a psikresha. So since if you go normal pace, it's not a body that's going to happen. It's not a psikresha. That's mutter. But you see from over here, from the Sugya Pasha, you see from this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is going that Amir La'akum, a psikresha Amir La'akum, is a problem. But the problem is that there's a Mishnah Berurah before Mishnah Gimel, which seemed to say that psikresha is mutter. And we'll see in Reish Ayin Zayin that Mishnah Berurah again stresses that the psik reisha is mutter, mir lakum psik reisha is mutter, because b'chal, even the case of psik reisha, the person has no kavanah for that. So Mersha has it. Mercer the tshuva about the case where the light's left on in the refrigerator. Mercer says you can tell the goy to open the door, even though it's a psikresha to turn on the light, because he's not mechaber for that. The Jew's not mechaber for that. So even if it's a psik reisha, but that wasn't part of the amira of the Jew. The Jew didn't tell him to turn the light. The Jew told him to open the door. That which opening the door turns on the light is something which the goy did on his own, per se, as it were. So we don't say there's this amira la'akum on the psik reisha elements. So the chara over here, he's telling the goy, let's go quickly. Memela, it's, you know, going to cause mechab and maver. Okay, but he's not being, he's, there's no mirror on the mechab. He's not telling the goy to do mechab and maver. That's, you know, the.
So the you can ask the goy to wait around and close it for you, and then open it again, and close it again. And...
yeah. Because right. you're not telling him to turn the light or off the light. That's not the point. Your mirror is on opening and closing your refrigerator. So see, Reish Ayin Zayin, the Mishabura says Psik Reish is Motzer by Mir Lachum. So they have to stem with this Mishabura over here. It's not, you know, they're trying to figure out what the difference is. Okay, it's but the Mir Lachum on Muksa is Motzer. So I'm telling the guy to move the lamp. The lamp is Muksa, so it's a Mir Lachum on Muksa. But Alma is what's alarming. It's just muksa. Hoil to who rak is a muksa. Muksa shara yadei tilta min atzad k'mashe kosim simshin yin aleph. Tilta muksa is mutter. There are even cases where Yisrael can do tilta muksa, i.e. tilta min atzad. Therefore, kima dibor Yisrael shakali ba'atzwa yadei tilta min atzad. He can take it tilta min atzad. He can take it, move it with the back of his hands or his elbows, gets beset. Because maybe how any who be isura less than boss. The fact that the goy does it in a way which is would be also for a Jew. That's not problematic. So here's a case where there's no it's shoes to shoes, but the heter is not because of tzarech mitzvah, because of tzarech of hefzid or whatever the batsim it's mutter. And the story is the chayim say because there's really theoretically a case where the Jew could do it himself. Beheter, so therefore when the goy does a beheter, that's not considered part of the amira, part of the amira. When the Kama Sim Reish Ayin Tes, when the Kama Sim Katan Yud, which means the Katan Tes, the Taltas of Sila Yedei En Yehudi, Kedei Shalai Yigadne, Vashal Yei Posse, it is Osir. But to directly be metaltal, to be metaltal for the purpose of something which would be also for yourself to do, that you can't do, because Tiltam and Atzad, is mutter meeker than it's mutter just the tzarech gufa of the Yisrael, not the tzarech the muksa. Rachtil shu tzarech lo gufa can abasif katan lamed or she tzarech mekarim and mutter became kasa b'derech hachaim. Now, this is a little bit confusing. So the Mishabur later on when he talks about tilta muksa, he differentiates the following. He says there. That's clear in the Gemara. That tiltum in itzad is only mutter the sar davar mutter. So tiltum in itzad is mutter if the reason why I'm being metaltal is because I have a valid bona fide hetzedik need. So there's a concept also of near. Let's say so if I have money or I have an item on my bed, so I didn't put it there to be a basis. It was just left there by mistake, so it's not, the bed is not a basis to the item. So I should shake off the item before I use the bed. I should do nir. If I can't do nir over here, because by doing nir over here it would block the space, etc., so I want to pick up the pillow and carry it somewhere else in order to remove the item, tilt the item off over there to be able to use the pillow. So that's tilta min, it's not a direct tilta, it's only I'm moving the item through the pillow, so that's tilta min atzad. The sarta bar mutter, because I want to use the pillow at the end, which is sarta bar mutter. So that's mutter. If you can do near, you should do near. If you can't do near, so tilta min atzad, the sarta bar mutter is mutter. If, however, the reason why I'm moving is because the item on the pillow is expensive and I want to move it to somewhere else that should be safe, so the reason I'm doing tilta min atzad, the sarta bar ha'asr. So that's asr, you can't do that. Says Mr. Bursang over here, if my goal over here is to protect the lamp, so then the hat over here is because since he saw himself could do it till the minute tzad, so the guy can do it directly. But he still can't do it till the minute tzad, the tzarek dabar ha'asr, he can't do it for the lamp's purpose, he can do it for his own purposes, whatever he needs, he has some need. Right? So the guy can do it directly. So that's the Mishabur reads. The only problem is, Mishabura later on in Hillel's Muktzah says that Tiltum and Etzad and Tiltum Agufa are really two different things. And Tiltum and Etzad, you're right, it means I'm moving it with my hands, but it's indirect because I'm using the pillow, I'm using an item, something to move it. That's called Tiltum and Etzad. But when I move it with my body, that's not called Tiltum Bechlal, the Mishabura comes out. So that's even more to the start of Avaras. So if I see my wallet on the floor and I want to use my foot to move it, that's mutter. What do you mean? It's tiltum and tzad, the tzart over aser. No, that's tiltum and tzad, the tzart over gufa, which is mutter even the tzart over aser. The Chazanish argues and says, no, that which Mr. Bruce differentiates, what he's saying over here is correct, that tiltum and there's no difference between tiltum and gufa, tiltum and tzad, they're both and heads with tiltum and tzad, there's only mutter the tzart over mutter, which is what Mr. Bruce reads over here. Mr. Bruce really reads a lot, and there's a difference between the two. So the example he gives is that you move it. Now, Bachur Yad, most places can hold, that's called Tiltum and Etzad. That's not called Tiltum Agufa, because it's the eager tilt is with your hands. So even the back of your hands is called Tiltum Agufa, Ben Etzad. But Ben Atzila Yad, look with your elbow, that's already, look that's like Tiltum Agufa. So that's your mutter, even the start of Rosser. So then, look her, I should mutter to tell the goy, if I can do it with my elbow, even the Tzart Dover Aser, I can tell the goy to do it directly with the Tzart Dover Aser. So this Mishnah Berurah seems to be a steer to what he says later on.
No question. We say in Bamed Madukim, we say that you can put it in the Shash Pisim.
That's only a case of Sakana Tavoshes. Central Sakana, so that's a different heter. Right?
What is?
The Mishnah by Malikin talks about.
We seem as if it's just robbers.
Yeah, we're talking about armed robbers, afraid they're going to kill. Right? Like all the cases over there, all the cases over there, the heter is. The more says the heter is because it's a common. So the question is, so how do you stem these two things? So there's two questions over here. There's only two questions over here. One question over here is Atzila Yad of Tiltum and Etzad or Tiltum Begufay? And the second question is, if Tiltum Begufay is Mutter, even Tzart Dover Aser, so why can't I do a Mir La'akam on that? So Shlomo Zalman said on the second question that the reason why you feel Tiltum Begufay is Mutter because it's not called Tiltum. So I can't say I'm allowed to tell the guy to do Tiltum because he still could do non-Tiltum. Tiltum and Etzad is a way where you still can do tiltum beheter. So I can do tiltum beheter, I can ask the goy to do tiltum not beheter. Right? You know, in a different way. Right? Because theoretically I can do it myself, so I can ask the goy. And then when he chooses to do it differently, that's his business. But I'm asking him to do tiltum, and I can also do tiltum. So, but in a case where I can't do tiltum because it's not considered tiltum, the heter tiltum begufa is not considered tiltum beklal. That what I'm using part of my body to move it, that's not the parsha of tiltum beklal. So I can't say, since I'm asking God to move it with his hands, it's mutter because you still could do it not with his hands. That's two different things. That's two different mice in beklal. So that's how he answers the second question. He still says, but the first question I still don't have an answer to. Okay. Sif Dalad. There already is a light, so the Jew is able to see, and the goy lit a second light. So, as long as the first ner is there, he's able to see. The second ner is just adding more light, so he's not really benefiting from that light. So that's he's not called. He doesn't have the issur of hanor. But if the first one goes out, he cannot benefit from the light of the second one. If he added more oil into a lamp, so the Jew could continue to benefit if he could estimate that, for argument's sake, there was enough oil there already to last another hour. For the next hour, he can continue to benefit because the goy hasn't done anything for him. Beyond that hour, it's aser. B'chakach is aser. A goy mutter limchis ben Yehudi shabod lahadlik ner lehoisiv shemen. You're allowed to be moicha against the goy who's coming to light the ner or timosiv shemen. So it's an interesting lashon. You're allowed to. So Mishnah Berurah deals with that. So Mishnah Berurah Lama Beis Mutter. So first din is you're allowed to be mishtamish or the near sheni, because since the or rishon is there, you're not really benefiting from the sheni. But so after atzo, I get in there. Shit, look, we show you still niskadal or yours. So there's more lights. For hachi mutter. It's mutter, but umayri kashor hayyachol nitzilah b'makam azay al kapanim lehanis ksas or haner rishon. You really could have accomplished the same thing with the light of the lone candle which was there beforehand. If there wasn't enough light by the first candle to do what I want to do now, and the second light adds enough light to do that, then I can't do that.
Is that what you're saying? Success initially. Does that imply I could have done something less, but I could have done something? Now I can do more?
I think it means that action, this action, I could do it. It might be more difficult. So I'm able to do the success and get some benefit out of it. So I could read, but it'd be difficult to read. But if I can't read it at all, so that's the fact that I can do something else. But this mice I can't do. But close, I mean, they had it from the there. Yeah. I can't tell the guy to light. We're not talking about telling the guy to light. We're talking about if the guy lit, can I benefit? After the first one goes out, he can't. Lama Gimbal. He had let a fire in the hearth. So he added more wood. The Jew cannot continue to warm himself by this fire after the original wood has burnt out, because the firewood went out. Because the goy added more wood, but it weren't after that, it would have went out. But before the fire goes, before the original wood would have burnt out, so the Jew can warm himself over there. You think over here there's a gzeirah, if you'll be in the hand of this gzeirah shami yarba b'shul, he's going to do it b'davka above and beyond the hana issue. You have a gzeirah shami yarba b'shul, the guy is going to go and add more, because you see the Jew is taking benefit from the heat. So in that case before, so you only do this leis etzerach. Okay. I can only warm myself by that fire. Okay, now, then he said, the Jew lit a fire before Shabbos and it would have lasted till midnight. The guy adds wood and now it can last till 2 o'clock in the morning. He adds wood on Shabbos. So we say till midnight it's mutter. Because something that would have been warming anyway, that which continues afterwards, the Jew can't benefit from. But till then, he could benefit from. The Shabbat says, no, only leis etzarach. If not leis etzarach, you shouldn't benefit from the wood. Why? It's why it's different in the case of the reading by it, which is mutter. Because there's a gzera by the case of Maduro that the goy might add more wood because of the Jew. So it's not just the problem of being the henna. You're, as it were, by taking advantage of it, you are sort of spurring the goyan to add wood. But that's like a mere lakum, so it's also...
There was one light left and the goy left another light.
So you're allowed to continue to use that light. You know.
If he could read only the first light.
Correct. Then he said in the case where if he added more shaman, so he can be mishtamish with the lamp until the time where that shemen would have burnt out. There's more light. He fixed up the wick or something that's which added more light. We can't tell the guy to do this. But there's no issur hanor. came to the law of Hachi, Hayakala, Mitzilak Sas, the Shamajar, because it was, he had some ability of benefiting from the light beforehand. So the fact that light is stronger is not a problem.
So again, doesn't that say now you can, it's Mutu Lashtamish, because before it was Sas Lashtamish?
It's the same lesson as before. We have the same argument as we had before.
Here it's more explicit, but now
I think I don't know. Right, I could be mishtamish with this light before a little bit, and now I can mishtamish a little out. But it's the same. All right, but if I couldn't read by this light, I couldn't read by this light, so I couldn't be mishtamish with this light. Now I can. That'd be ulcer. I was able to read with difficulty before. Now I can read better. But if I can't be mishtamish at all, well, I couldn't use the light for reading before. So,
what's success? So both before I could read the Chabur, but I couldn't read the Shartzion.
So now you can't read. So you couldn't read the Shartzion now because now that's more light.
So I can't.
No, but I can read the words. It's difficult to read. I can't make them out so easily now. I can make it out easily, but if I couldn't make out the words at all, I couldn't be mishtamish with it before. So even though I can make out you know, what they call Kiddush Levana letters, I couldn't make out, you know, the standard.
Well, what wouldn't he say that?
That's what I mean. That's what he means.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, then the Ramah adds. We're having an argument, you know, if I could theoretically use it for purpose A, am I allowed to use it for purpose B? With the set, with the types of light? Because there was some usage beforehand.
Yeah.
So I don't think so. And Zev and Irving both think that should work. So that's what our argument is about.
And it's not with democracy.
What?
And it's not a democracy.
Kiddush Levana sometimes printed the
Bible. Yeah, they used to write. They used to put Kiddush Levana on the wall outside. They used to put a very big letter so you could read it in the dark. So it was called Kiddush Levana Oisius. What?
It's still doing something.
Right. Okay. So now the Ramah said, "Immortally limchas ben yehudi lishmar lahadlik ner lahosiv shem." You can be moich against him. So the Ramah says, "Like, what do you mean? You're allowed to be moich against him? Of course, you're allowed to be moich against him. What is a mutter?" You shouldn't talk about it. So I didn't ask him to do it, and he's coming to do it. So normally there's a requirement of mechah, like we had before, way back when, and you know, the halachas of mechah in Reish Mandal, or whatever it is, right? But I think maybe over here, but the Afka, we shouldn't talk about it, because now I'm discussing with him halacha. Sorry, no, you're allowed to be mecha. Limchos. And the Chor Pasha, once you're allowed to, you're mechayiv to. Once he was moich against the goy and said, "I don't want it." So now, if I made a mechua, a bona fide mechua, I wasn't just playing a game. The goy chose to continue to do it anyway. So that's nothing with the Jew anymore. The goy is doing it against the will of the Jew. That's called not. He didn't do it for the Jew bechlal. So now the Jew can benefit from the light. Obviously, you can't. Since if I make a mechah and the guy does it anyway, it's to be mishtamish. So I'll tell him to make the mechah. That's why I can be mishtamish. That's obviously also because then he's doing it for you. Okay.
What's
the
tell him to do it?
No, I'm. The law is once I'm moich again, I say, stop it, don't do that. And the goy says, I'm doing it anyway. So then he shows a lot of benefit from the light afterwards, because not called him as done for the Jew, because the Jew said, I don't want it. So it comes out, I have a way to make a haroma. I need the light, and I want to benefit from the light. So I'll tell the goy, you know, the goy starts the light, and I say, stop it. And he goes, anyway. So now I'm allowed to benefit from the light. So it's a great deal. I can just tell the goy to me, I'll be moich against the goy, I'll do it anyway. And now I can use the light. So that's a haroma. That you can't do, obviously. So you can tell the goy when he comes lahadlik or lahoyz v'shem to stop. So this what you say is you have a choice of being moicha, that's when it's his light. But it's your light, it's not just a choice of being moicha, you must be moicha. Okay. Hey. Baratus Kores, in the cold lands, Mutalani Yehudi Lasis Madur Bishal Haktanim. The goy can make a fire to warm the house for the ketanim because it's dangerous. It's a sakana. Okay, and then now once it's mutter to make it, so the gedolim can benefit from the heat as well. It's a very great cold, which would endanger the lives even of an adult. So even for you can even have the goy make the fire for an adult. Because everybody's considered a chayla, there's a danger when it comes to cold. So now the point over here of chaylim is chaylim. A person is considered a bona fide chayla. We pass on that you can ask a guy to do malach of the rice, even not succumbs to pashas. But there's a level of cold which we get to the point of cold that even if it's not life threatening, it's cold enough that a person can get really sick from it. Chayla means he's the whole body gets ill and he's not full of mishka because of it. She allowed to tell the goy to do malacha the raisa for that, so I can tell the goy to make a fire to prevent that. The knowledge of people which are makel even when it's not so cold out. Okay. Las is Madura Lamed Ches. Wood in Lahasik Taner Beis Acharev. The same thing would be. Madura is an open fire, and Taner Beis Acharev was an enclosed fire inside of the oven, which they would use to heat the house. Or the Beis Acharev, but there was this room right next to the oven, which they would stay in the winter. So you want to turn that heat up that oven, it's the same thing as an open fire. Mutar Magdalim. Now, so why the Gadolim Mutar? The Chara, this is Tolan Mechlekes before, Shemi Arbi B'Shuloi. I mean, right, we're talking about a case of a cold, which a Gadol will not be Mitzar from, to the point that he's considered a Chara. Tanim, because of their the fact that they're small, younger, etc., are not as hardy, and for them, this would be considered enough to be they're considered like Chara. But why aren't you afraid of Shemi Arbi B'Shuloi? Once the Gadol will benefit from it, the Gadol will add more wood to for the Gadol. So we're not worried about this issur of Shema Yarbi Bishaloi, and the cotton can benefit from it. The gadol can benefit from it. But in a case, if this scenario was done for both, if the goy lit it with the gadol in mind, so then the gadol can't benefit from it. Even for the gadolim, it's mutter. I feel the learner beferish b'shabbos lahas. You can tell the guy directly to light it. The tzarech chayla, that's mutter, direct command. If the car is gadol, it's a great cold. If it's not very cold, the gadolim aren't really bothered by that usually. If it's not a great amount of cold. Okay. Shakol chol mitzvah kol makom lahasik achar mincha b'shabbos sheyel motzi shabbos oser. To heat it up now, the motzi shabbos, it should be warm. You want the house to be warm, it takes a while to warm up. You want to heat it up, have the goy make the fire now, late in the afternoon of Shabbos after mincha, to be able to have a motzi shabbos, that's oser. Ma'achos dekara hin scham b'ger, because the house is warm enough right now for itself. That's not the issue. The issue is after Shabbos. Oh, but he should dekara niskara. Eno karakol kach sheyehod the nechshak kachel etzel kriyazet. Usually doesn't cool off enough that that's a problem.
Sometimes, if it's very cold and the Beis Acharev, the room which was next to the tanner, wasn't so well insulated, so it couldn't get cold enough to be a problem. Okay. Etzel Kor.
You can't bring the coals, etc., for him. So you'd have to bring them there before Shabbos. Eitzel Kor, but he said, Eitzel Kor. I skipped. No, I did that. Okay, fine. Well, like Oisim, not like those people which are makel to tell the goy when it's not so cold. If they're not going to listen, so don't say anything. Mishnah Berurah points out in Hilchos Yom Kippurim that this rule of Al Yishagim Yemazin is only if you believe that you know about it, they're not going to listen. If it's possible they will listen, you should say something. Even though they possibly might not, but you should still say something. Asher Kol Gadol, Lakaponim Yizar Shalom Lermer LeBeShabbos LaHasik Or LaHasik Madurah. Al Yikvasu Imay BeKablon Sheyasik LeKol Yemasachar BeEish Sheyakar.
was af imen yehudi yasik hashein akargavu. Eshet avi lekilo also midaito bein tzarich litzimish beisoy. Moshe Kalsman is a problem. Moshe Meshabura is a cotton in Gimel. What you could do is make a kablonis. So his job is whenever it gets cold, come. They would have a standard arrangement that he should come. He's hired for the winter. That whenever it gets cold, he should come and turn the fire. See, even if there one time he comes, it's not so cold. Might say he's doing all that. Now it's not a chalchila because in that situation when the guy is doing it, even the kablonis, you're supposed to you're against him. He's doing it b'shul Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael is a problem because it looks like he's doing it the Tzarech Hatz, the LP, the Tzir of the Yisrael right now. But you know, he says maybe there's an argument that that's not true. So at least in a bit of evidence, but you wouldn't be mechayev lotz mi beisur. The modern version of this is Dan Weiss has a tshuva about turning on the air conditioning. Like this is having the guard light the fire. What about turning on the air conditioning? So Dan Weiss says the tshuva where he says that there's a gemara. The gemara says that heat is worse than the cold because cold a person can put layers of cold clothing on. Heat, you some point in time you can't do anything about. So he says if you have a heter of kol chelam etzel kur, you have a heter of kol chelam etzel chaim as well. Now, Pashas, he means the same over here, Kochel Mitzchor. That doesn't mean life threatening, but it means it gets to the point where it's, a person would get sick from it. You know, not life threatening, but he would get sick from it. So, he's not talking about, it's 85 in the house and he's uncomfortable with it. So, he's talking about it would get very, 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 very hot. So, even if it's not life threatening, but that would, you'd have this heter, the same heter.
You're saying if it was 85 degrees, the house temperature is 85 degrees, that's not...
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but it's not, you're not getting sick from it. If a person is very sensitive, if a person is elderly, and for him, he would get sick from that type of temperature, so you tell the good, it's a turn on the air conditioner.
Did we discuss what seems to be this practice of heat?
Well, this heat is totally relevant over here. It's either mutter directly...
Right, so it doesn't seem to exist, right?
So we're going to get the hinting in Shin Zion, but you're asking a good question. Over there, the Shartin has the Kashi, says, what's his heter of Remizo? Because you have, beyond the Remizo, you have, but there's really, we have three Yisurim over here. We have the Amira, we have the Chi of Mechoa, and we have the Yisur Hanoa. So Remizo takes care of the Amira problem. But if I tell you the guy comes on his own, I'm going to stop him. So what does that help him? Ramas to him.
Right.
It doesn't make any better than that case, right? If anything, it's worse, right? And even after everything is done, I still kept in the henna. So what exactly is this remiza thing in the gay? So the question of the hanoa, we saw before that there was a concept of indirect hanoas. So that they say the hanoa problem, that's only remiza only works by cases where there's an indirect Hanoah. If it's a direct Hanoah, you can't, Remiza won't help you because it's an instrument being the Hanoah. So indirect Hanoah, the example that they give is it's dark and the person wants to go to sleep and the light's on in the room. So there, the guy's taking away the light, and Mela, he can sleep. That's not called, he's not, but where the guy would be dark to him, he wants to turn on the light. It's dark in here. The guy says, oh, my house light. He turns on the light because he cops the hint. You can't benefit from the light. So you didn't accomplish anything. But it still doesn't address the Mechoa issue. So that's the Sharasian's problem over there, that he grapples with. How does that stem with the key of Mechoa? So he comes up with one case where it's Negeya. And he brings Hanachonami. I think one of the swarms says this whole Remes thing is irrelevant because it doesn't make any sense. How does it stem with the key of Mechoa? The Kasha, I think the Kerman Hassan already asked the Kasha also, if I recall correctly. Carbon Asano, I think, asked the kasha also. It's a good kasha.
Also, when Rabashis walks into that shop's clocks, he doesn't like them, but he allows it to turn on lights because it's no worse than Mirla Nachter, which we allow for lights.
So Amirla, yeah, that's what he says. He says because, you see, the Ramah says there is, we saw before that he brought the, sheet of the Itur. The Itur says tzarich mitzvah, even Amira Lachman of the Rice is mutter. Mm-hmm. Rashi says that the minhag Yisrael was to accept that Itur in regards to lights. So in the shuls, etc., you know, historically, what do? They didn't have electricity. They didn't have lamps that last the whole Shabbos. Towards the end of the Shabbos, it started getting dark. The minhag was that the goy would come and he would light candles. They'd be samech, the tzarich mitzvah, to daven, learn, whatever it was. They'd be samech on the Itur. So it became minhag Yisrael. The Rebbe Yehuda says it was a minhag Yisrael. Already was established to be samech on the Itur in regards to that, in regards to lights. So Rashi says, and there's a minhag Yisrael already in regards to lights. So Mir Lachem, we're letting Mir Lachem. So Shabbos clock, I'm going to say, would be mutter to use it for that purpose. It's not any worse than that minhag. But to start using it for other things, which we have the minhag is not to be makel on those type of things. You know, to have it being doing melachas. So.
That's so clear. It's
a
tzarich mitzvah, it's just turning on your lights in your living room.
Right. Okay. You know, I'm not sure how far he takes it. You know, how he limits it. But he just says that the idea of having the light, the time clock doing malachas deraisa, and anything other than lights, which we've already been established, others where we make all the mir lachem is on the deraisa. There's a sheet which is matter it, so we should stay away from the whole thing. Okay, let's hold it here.